Our scripture today comes from James 1, verses 2 to 4 and 12. Consider it pure joy, my brothers and sisters, whenever you face trials of many kinds, because you know that the testing of your faith produces perseverance. Let perseverance finish its work so that you may be mature and complete, not lacking anything. Blessed are those who persevere under trial, because when they have stood the test, they will receive the crown of life that God has promised to those who love him.
For those of you who don't know me, my name is Ray Davis. I'm the Director of Youth and Family Ministries here at Bethel. And as nerve-wracking as it is for me to prepare these messages for Big Church and stand in front of you and give these messages, know that I know it's a blessing and that I'm excited about what God's placed in my heart to share with you this morning. So bear with me as I get through this. The reason I showed that video, it's called Lay 'Em Down. It's by a band called Need to Breathe. For those of you, most of you probably haven't heard of Need to Breathe yet, but I promise you, you will. They are currently in the middle of a huge tour where they're opening for Taylor Swift. They are a Christian band. They're based out of Charleston, South Carolina. And this past Thursday, I had the privilege, me and a couple of my best buddies, to go over to D.C. and see them in concert. Throughout their tour with Taylor Swift, they do these secret shows, they call them. And they only announce them 24 hours before they do it. They do it through Facebook and Twitter, if those of you are familiar with those things. And this, I saw it at 10:40 on Wednesday night. I got back from softball. I got back from eating dinner. I put my son to bed, and I got on Facebook, and a secret show tomorrow in Washington, D.C., and buy tickets now. So I clicked on it. I bought 5 tickets. I didn't know who I was going to go with. So we rode all the way over to D.C. on a Thursday night. Got back way too late. But while I was there, they played this song, and it spoke to me like it has over and over again. I love Need to Breathe. They're my favorite band. I love all their music, and they have a few songs that really just speak to me, and this was one of them. And God was telling me as I was standing there Thursday night listening and having a great time with my friends that he wanted me to open with that song. And for some of you, probably that song might speak to you more than what my sermon will speak to you. So that's why I wanted to share that with you today. That song reminds me of some scripture. I don't have it on the screen, but Psalm 55:22 says this, and I'm going to read from the Message version of the Bible because I think it makes more sense to me. Psalm 55:22 says this: pile your troubles on God's shoulders. He'll carry your load. He'll help you out. He'll never let good people topple into ruin. Some of you may be more familiar with the NIV version that says, cast your cares on the Lord. He will take care of you. But I love this Message version. Pile your troubles on God's shoulders. He'll carry your load. He'll take care of you. I just love that. I've known about this message for about 7 months now. And the past few weeks I've been preparing it, but it wasn't until about 1 o'clock in the morning last night that I actually finished typing it out, because I really wanted, you know, the Holy Spirit to, you know, to use me and figure it out. And we're in the middle of this great sermon series that you have been listening to for the past couple of weeks, called Why. And Fred's been doing an awesome job explaining to us why things happen that we don't understand. And when he comes back next week and the following week, we'll have 2 more sermons in that series and we'll end it. But I wanted to just continue right on with what Fred was doing, because so often I find myself even asking God on a regular basis, why? Why do some of these things happen? Why do bad things happen to good people? Why do things happen like that? So I wanted to kind of continue on with that. And today's scripture I chose for us was James 1, 2 through 4 and 12 that Elizabeth read for us. I'm gonna read that again. Consider it pure joy, brothers and sisters, whenever you face trials of many kinds, because you know that the testing of your faith produces perseverance. Let perseverance finish its work so that you may mature and complete and not lack anything. Blessed are those who persevere under trial, because when they have stood the test, they will receive the crown of life that God has promised for those who love him. And I love that. Today I've titled my sermon, Making Sense of Your Life. Joyce always makes me look good. I have these visions in my head of what I want things to look like, and I have no idea how to operate Photoshop. So I send my ideas to Joyce and my sermon titles, and she always makes me look good, and I appreciate that. But Making Sense of Your Life is the sermon today title. But let me start by asking you a question. Does everything that happens in your life make sense? Raise your hand if everything that happens in your life actually makes sense. Good. That's good. Does even half of the things that happen in your life make sense? I'm not talking about our day-to-day routines, but half of the things that just happen to us, do they make sense? No, that's good. No one can answer those questions because they don't. You know, the reality is that sometimes, many times, life just doesn't make any sense at all. And we find ourselves asking God, why? Why did these things happen? Life just doesn't seem to make any sense. But let me throw out a little disclaimer this morning. I want you to know that at the end of this 10 or 15 minute sermon, your life might not make any more sense than it does now. I want to set you up understanding that life might not make any more sense after what I want to share with you, but God's placed some things in my heart that I want to share that might help us make a little more sense of the things that we actually go through in life and the difficulties that we encounter on a day-to-day basis. So the scripture, James 1, 2 through 4, and verse 12, I'm sure you've all read that many, many times. I know you've studied it in Bible studies. You've read it over and over again. I'm sure it's been preached from this stage 10, 15, 20, 30 times in the past several years. It's just one of those verses that really speaks to us. In fact, it's one of my favorite few verses in the whole Bible. And in fact, James, the whole book of James, is my favorite book in the whole Bible. And that's because James is just so practical, you know? Like, James is so practical. I'm a nuts and bolts kind of guy. Like, I just like to know how things are supposed to work and do what I'm supposed to do and to make it happen. And that James says that. In fact, Joyce just told me last night that this same scripture is going to be used tomorrow night in her song Bible study, and I don't think that's a coincidence. I know God wanted to use the scripture in all of our lives again to teach us something. This is why I like James so much. And James, it says, do this and this will happen, or do this and that will happen, or this happens because this can happen. You know, that's why I like it so much. I'm so practical. I love that. Today I want to talk about the trials and troubles that we face in our lives that just don't make any sense. Those things that happen to us and we just ask God, why? Why do these things happen? Why is this happening? It doesn't have to be happening to you. It could be circumstances in the world or circumstances going on in people that you know and care about, family and friends. Why do these things happen? They just don't make any sense. I guarantee you that everyone sitting in this room has probably had difficult things happen in your life. Whether you're young, like Ms. Carl shared this morning about her 4-year-old daughter hurting her finger real bad, or if you're, you know, older, you've experienced a lot of difficulty, a lot of trials in life that just didn't make any sense. But I want to remind you, in Scripture, Jesus' own words in John 16:33 says this: in this world you will have trouble. That's a guarantee. That's a promise. That's a red letter word. Jesus spoke that. John 16:33. In this world you will have trouble. So if that's the case, then we need to understand these trials and tribulations of life. We need to understand why they go through troubles, so we can make sense of life a little bit more than we do now. I want to share with you three stories, real life stories, today as the bulk of my message, as we try to unpack this thing.